attention to my words. Incline your ear to my saying.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God, rightly divided here with power, authority, and conviction by Bishop Eddie Addy from the Macarius Church headquarters. This anointed teaching will challenge you, strengthen you, and equip you for a truly victorious life in the Lord. Be transformed as you listen.
Give attention to my words.
Let us pray. Father, thanks a million for the great privilege of coming into your presence and hearing your word. This morning, we join the many millions all over the world lifting up their hands, worshiping, praising, adoring, and blessing your name for who you are and what you mean to us. And this morning, right here in this place, as we come to your word, we ask that you will open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thanks a million. Now, I am beginning a new and a very important season that will be and series that will be a blessing for your life as we cross the mid-year in June. And the title of the series is Enlargement. Enlargement. God is going to enlarge you. So this season, he's reminding you that you are in a season of enlargement. And so get ready for that season and walk in it, enjoy it, and be blessed by it. So let's go to Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, and we read from verse 1. It says, "Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coasts. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them." Verse 7 says, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So I'm going to make an announcement, and then I'm going to give you one of the keys that will help you to enjoy the announcement. So the announcement is that you are in a season of enlargement. Shout together with me, I am in a season of enlargement. And I want to just emphasize to you that God is still on the throne. And that no matter what you go through in your life, one thing that is constant is that God is not displaced. God cannot be displaced. And God cannot be overthrown. And that God does not die. and then also God has not abandoned you. Yes. And that no matter what you go through, those are the variables. They are changing. But your God is constant. His love for you is constant. His mind about you is constant. He says still, he says that I know the plans and I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are thoughts of good and not of evil to bring you to an expected end. If you believe it, shout an amen with me.
Amen.
I said if you believe it, shout a big amen with me.
Amen.
You are in a season of enlargement. It is your season. It's time to rise and shine again. God will make you shine. You will rise this time. Let nobody think that you'll be down forever. And you are never down. It may look like you are down, but you are never down. It may look like you have been overcome, but you can never be overcome. As long as God is still on his throne and God is alive, I assure you that you are in your season of enlargement. Now, the Bible doesn't make mistakes. When you think it's a mistake, then check your understanding of what God is saying. Now, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise and go over this Jordan, and thou and all these people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. Now it's a major tragedy when a father figure in your life or a major person in your life goes off the scene. Death is just one of those eliminators. Death signals the separation from a father, from a sponsor, from somebody that you look up to, either for direction or for sustenance, prosperity, and affluence or riches. So many people, when you are young and your father passes away, it signals some kind of tragedy. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So when Moses was alive, he was larger than life. You understand when we say somebody is larger than life? Like, he's the one who goes to God and hears from God and comes to say that God says. Do you see? And the Lord said to Moses. You hear a lot of that. In fact, when he sent them to the Israelites, Moses complained that he says he's a stammerer. He doesn't know how to speak. He stutters. So if he's going to speak, and he says, like they said, somebody was sent to sell Bibles. In fact, they sent some people to sell Bibles. And a guy came who sold a lot of Bibles. And he was a stammerer. And he was not such, most marketers are very very vocal and very fast talkers and convincing. Like, they will talk before you can say that, oh, I don't need this product this time. You have already sold, you bought one or two. They come and talk very fast. You know, this product is very good. And I mean, you know, the other day a man even bought one and then he went home and when he used it, talking very fast. But he was not like that. He was more like somebody who started like, I am saying that I am saying that can take about a minute for some stammerers. So Moses said that he doesn't know how to speak and then he cannot represent the people very well. Do you see? And God said that, go and meet your brother Aaron is coming to meet you. Aaron was three years older than Moses. And God said that Aaron was coming to meet him and that Aaron is going to be his mouthpiece because he speaks very well. You know that some people talk very, they talk, talkers, these type of people, talking people. See them on radio, it's like they have they are not very conversant with the topic, but they are talking and very convincing too. Or even sometimes these reporters on CNN and so on, maybe some election results are coming in, but they haven't come in. Then they say start, and they know how to start, and they know how to engage you, you know. And the results are coming in, and you know, we can see that on this whatever, you know, it's been the stronghold of. He hasn't seen any results, but he's engaging you. You know, is a stronghold of the Republicans, and then you know, it won't be long. And then once the numbers start coming in, you would see that Trump has fallen. And they haven't seen anything. Oh, talking as, oh, it's just coming now in Florida. It seems Florida has fallen to Trump uncharacteristically. You see, now that he has bombed the prediction, you see, because he predicted that it will fall, Trump will fall, then when he wins, then they said, oh, it has uncharacteristically fallen to Trump. It wasn't supposed to be so, but something has happened that he has now won. Because they are just talkers. They talk a lot. Mm-hmm. So Aaron was a talker. And God said to him that you will be to Aaron. Aaron, you will be to him instead of God. And he will be to you instead of a mouth. Very wild. It's like Moses was like God to Aaron. And then Aaron was just a mouthpiece. So when you hear that Moses told Pharaoh, is Aaron is speaking, but they don't even mention his name. So can you imagine such a person? Even let's say me, I'm a small man. I'm not such a, I'm not larger than life like that, even here in this church. But my presence here is powerful. Yes. So some of you, even when I don't come to church one Sunday, you also don't come to church the next Sunday. It's like Bishop is not here this Sunday, so Charlie, let me relax next Sunday small. Yeah. So sometimes when I come to church, about 50 people also come to church again because it's like now Daddy has come back home. All that once you see me, you are brighter and more excited. Hey, wow, Bishop. And it's not that I'm a God, but it's just that I'm loved. Don't be jealous. Do you understand? Don't be jealous. You too, where you are loved, you are also celebrated there. So me too, some small place that I get to be loved and adored small. Oh, mommy, enjoy. Why? No, me ye free kakra. Na mo ha agendo do. Minje fans kakra na me happy. Because we are here every now and then where you get, you must get fans. It's also good for the human being to live. One of the things you live on is fans. Yes. That's why when someone says you are looking nice, suddenly you become healthy. Yeah, but some people get sick because nobody pays any compliment to them. Nobody says they are nice. Nobody says they miss them. Nobody says they like them. They go to their rooms alone. If they dress sharper, nobody says you are looking nice. It's very wild. It leads to depression. Yes. Are you there or you have gone home? So Moses dies. Hey, it was a national tragedy. The man who can, who the Bible, even God himself told Aaron and Miriam that there's nobody with whom I will speak mouth to mouth. Not in dark speeches and in dreams, but only Moses that I speak to him mouth to mouth, like direct, direct. He can go and be with God for 40 days and 40 nights. He doesn't come home. Then he doesn't die too. If you were to do 40 days fast and be somewhere, you, by the time you are coming, you see that you are finished. So here is such a person who is separated from, the Bible calls him Moses' minister. That is Joshua, which is Moses' servant. And in those days when he even went to wait on God for 40 days, or God called him to come up and he went to receive the 10 commandments, he went with Joshua. And yet now he dies. He leaves the scene. Now if you are Joshua, it's quite a bleak moment. In fact, when they came out of Egypt and they were going towards the promised land, the Bible says that they had to pass through a town or a city called Amalek. And these Amalekites confronted the Israelis and fought them. God didn't like it at all, because when they came out of Egypt, they came with money but not with weapons. And they came just with their empty hands and eating manna and drinking water from rock. They had nothing. And you are fighting such people. It's like people who are not armed. Even when people are not armed and you shoot them, it's like it's a wrong thing that you people will not like you at all, because you have killed people who are not armed. So God didn't like Amalek. So he told, that's why when Saul came, he told Saul that, you remember what Amalek did to Israel when they came out of Egypt. So go to Amalek and utterly destroy them. Don't spare the king, don't spare the sheep, don't spare the children, don't spare anybody, because of what they did when Israel came out of Egypt. And during that first battle, without weapons, I think they managed to get some one or two swords here and there. God told Moses that go and stand up on the hill and lift up the rod of God. So he lifted up the rod and held it in his hand. And the Bible says that as long as Moses' hands were up, Joshua was winning down there. He was fighting. Yeah, he was fighting. It was nice. But sometimes Moses, you know, if I say lift up your hands, most of you, after a few seconds, you bring your hand down because your hands become weary and tired. Is that not so? If I say, let's lift up our hand. Even some people don't, they just go like, because like, to go up this way, it's like, hey, it's going to be difficult for 2 minutes, 3 minutes. So his hands were tired and then it will naturally be coming down. And as his hands were coming down, the battle was now turning against Joshua and his people. Hey, it was Samuel. So Moses realized that, hey, so when I go like this, Joshua is winning. When I go like this, Joshua is defeated. Hey, and if you are Joshua, when you see the hands, when Moses' hands are going like this, suddenly you have energy. You do this and 10 people are down. You do this and when you kick one person, he flies into about 20 more people. You know those type of Chinese movies where you see one person can kill a whole army of 500 people, because he will just, even he will kick somebody and the person will check, and he alone will go, pop, so he will floor about 10 people. So only one blow can kill 10 people from this side. And Joshua could see that when Moses' hands went up, somehow energy came, stamina came, strength came. And when the hands came down, hey, What is the reason why I can't fight again? I was beating this guy, now suddenly he is beating me. Then he will look up and see that Moses' hands have come down. I say, hey, please keep your hand up there. Keep your hand up there. So Aaron and another man called Hur, H-U-R, saw this phenomenon, this ding-dong affair. Like when you watch soccer, they say it's a ding-dong affair. Like sometimes the ball is going to this one's, this thing, they are going to score, and then suddenly it goes to this side. So the commentator will say it's a ding-dong affair. When they saw this ding-dong affair, they said, no, let's put a chair for Moses and let him sit down. And then let us one on each side hold up his hand. They didn't say that let's go and pick the rod. If you are tired, let me hold the rod. That's why you have to recognize spiritual things too. When God is using somebody, don't think that we are all human beings and God is using all of us. You are making a mistake. God chooses men, ordains them for men. And recognize anointings that God has given for your life. And don't think that you can usurp their authority or just desecrate them and then things will still work for you like that. It doesn't work like that. So they didn't go and say, Aaron didn't say, but after all, I also speak. God speaks to you and I speak, but I speak. So let me hold the rod. No, he didn't say that. Her didn't say that. Oh, okay, then you hold it for some time and I also hold it for some time. They recognize that the hand that is held up for victory is Moses' hand. Even though the rod is a rod, the one that brings the victory is the hand of one person. So if I'm the pastor here, I'm very important here. You may think that we are all preaching and everything, but we are not all preaching like that. You can all preach, but being made the head of the church is different from pastors who come and, you know, like even Bishop Aso preach and we'll all be happy. I'm also happy, but we are different. Yes. This morning, Reverend Kingsley was moderating the service. Very nice. I was very happy. He was quoting scriptures. He was encouraging us to give, prophesying. I was shouting amen in my chair because the prophecy was entering my spirit. But we are different. And sometimes when you are in a church, it's like, oh, we are all pastors. Me and Bishop, that can never be the same. Have never been the same. Will never be the same. Could never be the same. Can't ever be the same. Should never be the same. And only madness can enter my head. Madness, abodam papa ibi, will make me think that because you preach and he preaches, like somebody said that you preach and I preach, you baptize and I baptize, you lay hands and I lay hands. So it's like we are all the same. You are mistaken. We are not all the same. So Moses sat on a rock. And one on this side, Aaron, held his hand up. And one on this side held his hand up. And Moses was holding the rod. His hands were tired, but somebody was helping him. That's where your help comes in. That's why you are needed in the church. That's why you should not play down your role. Crunch the letter, sir. You should hold my hand. Because my hand will also be tired being human. But based on your strength, which when I am weak, you may be strong. You too hold this side and lift it up. Like I sing, I lead worship. I can lead worship also. I've led worship from 1985, 86, 87. When the church began formally, 88. I was the foremost premier worship leader. Yes. Oh yes. A lot of songs that are even sung today. I taught the church. Hey, very nice, pa. Are you listening to me? But I can't come to this church this morning, come and pray, lead prayer, after that, lead worship, which is a slow song, which I saw Abed was leading. Then after some time, the fast one, which Nanesi was leading. Then after that, I come and sing, defe, defe. Hey! I got my victory. I can sing it with my shades. I'll just remove this one. I have shades and just change my thing to shades. Do you see? Yes. And then when I finish, I take the offering, and then after that, I just introduce myself to preach. I can do all, but you know how it is. At my age, you know, since I turned 60, all my friends have retired from active service. I am still active in the ministry, preaching. I went to Takwa on Tuesday, preached a convention, came to Takrade, preached convention. From there, I moved from there straight to Accra. But I didn't even go home. We transited at the airport, flew to Kumasi, and then came yesterday. And I'm here now this morning. Hey! But even me, cry, look at what I'm saying. Then what about my father, Bishop Dagwood Mills? Holding camps, everything after that, crusades, dawn prayers. For some, I ask myself that, hey, me cry, me cut, me to me be many. My eyes cannot easily open. Yeah. And 4 a.m. when I wake up, I said, Jesus, I normally set my alarm 3:55. Yes. And sometimes I'm going to sleep 3 a.m. There's 55 minutes. After that, you have to wake up. And I'm not the one leading. Who has to think up what is the prayer point? And engage the whole world. You can't even relax. And he will do all that. Do crusades. Move from here. Went to Wa, to Tumu, to Laura, to Drapa. And then when he came back, Saturday, Sunday, he came Saturday, Sunday morning. He was at Flow early morning, 7 a.m. And then from there, he moved to experience services at the first lab. After that, meetings in between. Monday, flew to Angola. He's there for 5 days. They will end the crusade this evening. Okay. Before pastors' conferences in the morning. You, Kabana, well, woo, you're still. But you see, all these things are possible with the one, the Moses who's leading, because there are so many helpers who are helping, who have gone ahead. We have crusade directors. They go ahead. They hold meetings. They gather people. They train the singers. Go ahead. Vivaldi singing. She'll go ahead some few weeks before. Go and translate the song that she sings in the language of the people there. So that the prophet who is coming to preach at the crusade doesn't have to lead those songs. And they do it so well and so perfect that everything works beautifully. You see the crowds that have gathered. He preaches, souls are saved, miracles happen because somebody strengthens his hand. And when you are in the church, you don't do anything. You are, oh boy, a farm. I don't know what that means, but I don't know how to say it in English. That's why I said it in Chi. You are what? You are beating us down. That's literal translation. Oh, the preaching was nice today. Oh, today it didn't rain, so I was able to come to church. Or even like last week, it didn't rain. Oh, just some light showers. Most of you didn't come. Hey, my boy. And when you don't come, to you will not be online to encourage us and strengthen our hands. That preach, pastor. I'm saying that Moses was greatly helped. And this, I'm trying to describe who Moses was. Yes. And that by based on who he was, the anointing and the grace that was on him. Somebody who can see God face to face. Even when we don't see God face to face. We preach, we help here and there. We pastor people here and there. But he was far bigger than that. He brought the Ten Commandments. He has seen a book like a stone that God has used his hand to write. Have you seen one before? God's handwriting. Have you seen God's handwriting before? He has seen God's handwriting before. One day, he said he wants to see God. God said, if you see my face, you will die. So what I'll do is that when I'm passing by, I will hide you in the cleft of the rock. And then when I pass by, you will see my back part. Well, who nya near chida? That's Moses has seen the back of God, like God was going like this, and he saw his back. Hey Moses, nyakupon the chit is saying, hey, how is God the back of God like? Hey, what color? What was he wearing a dress? Is he like light? What is he like? We are all hoping that one day God will appear to us. But as for him, dear, God appeared to him. Gave him commandments. He could hear God's voice direct. One time the people of Israel told Moses that you are not the only one God speaks to. We too want to hear from God direct. We are tired of everyday God say, who is God? He should speak. If he's not afraid of us, he should talk for us to hear him. Hey, it was not easy for Aaron, Moses. Moses went to tell God. God said, no problem. They should just sanctify themselves, wash themselves, clean themselves, and then I'm going to appear on a mountain. I will appear. When I come, they should not come near, because if they come near, they can die. So put a fence. So they constructed a major fence, and the people were behind the fence. And that day, God came. My God. There was thunder. Then fire. Phew! And lightning. Hey! Then they heard, hear, O Israel. Yeah. When the voice came, they ran to Moses. Hey, it's too much. We don't want to hear the voice again. You go and hear, and now come and tell us. That's Moses. And yet, God said, now this my servant Moses. You would have thought that such people shouldn't die. But life, death is part of life. And God chooses and has chosen that no matter how good you are, no matter how powerful you are, no matter how strong you are, a day will come when you have to go away. Now when there's somebody who is powerful in your life, and somebody who is strong in your life, and somebody who is rich in your life, and somebody who is very influential in your life, when that person goes away, a certain darkness can settle on your head. Yes. Father is a businessman. He earns all the money. I mean, there are many homes. The father takes care of everything. You will never know that light is even off. Or if it goes off, within a few seconds, it comes back on. So you won't know that there's doom saw. There are some people who don't experience doom saw the way some people experience. Some of you, when there's doom saw, everything is off. Fridge is off, TV is off, everything is off. And then even your charged, rechargeable lamp, after some time, it also goes off. And then your phone also goes off. So phone is off, rechargeable light is off. And then in the darkness, you see that you are really in darkness. But in some homes where there are certain fathers, you will never know that the light has gone off. That's why fathers, sometimes when they pass away, there's darkness. Not darkness as in doom saw, but darkness as in bleak. Future looks bleak and hopeless. Yeah. Bulbs, changing of bulbs. There are people who don't know that the bulb has gone off. They just walk and they look on the ground. Once they can see, there are 7 lights, 10 lights, and only one is working. At least they can see, so it's not a problem. But you see a father, call the electrician, call the plumber, call the this, call the that. Call, they do everything. Yeah. Are you clapping for your husband? I'm preaching, you are clapping for your husband. But she can see the value of such a person in her life. Yeah. And no matter how some way they are and all that, you see the person's presence. Even sometimes, like one day I realized that we used to go travel to a particular town because a certain father lived in that town. And that father, when he died, the group of us who used to travel have never traveled there again. Hey! That's when you see that They are mothers, so they are important, but they are not as important and as valuable as the Father whose presence draws all of us. So don't take it for granted and don't be insulting fathers. Honor them. Honor thy father. Honor them and respect them highly. Yeah, they are very special. Yes. Sometimes small respect that a father will get in the house, you won't get. Small respect. As if he's a fool. Some of you insult the man in the house as a fool. As a stupid, and you make the children feel that he's useless. Be like Aaron. Be like her. And try and support the weakness. Because weakness there. But I will be home. Support the weakness of this man, because his absence, you will feel it. So when God told Moses that now my servant Moses is dead, it was a major announcement. You think about it. When the queen died, immediately Ghana City was in trouble. Even though we are not in England. A queen has died. Queen Nukro Omaha. But I don't remember the last time she came here. When she died in England, we who are in Ghana here, we were suffering. The queen has died, the city is suffering. One of the reasons they gave that the city was not working well, because the queen had died. The uncertainty, do you understand? The uncertainty of the future is what brings that sort of problem. My servant Moses is dead. He's dead. It's a separation. But I came to tell you that even if a larger than life Moses in your life goes off the scene, life is not ended yet. It's not hopeless yet. And that's why God appeared to Moses and Joshua and said, now that my servant is dead, don't be discouraged. Only be strong and very courageous. Somebody who used to make you win victories, don't be afraid still, because I am still on your side. I am still with you. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Today, be assured that as God has been with me, He will be with you. As God has been with Bishop Dagwood Mills, He will be with you. As God has been with your father, He will be with you. Don't turn away from God. Don't give up on God. Don't start misbehaving just because a major figure in your life has disappeared off the scene. Death is one of the events that brings that sort of face that changes the season. And often when there are such separations, there is almost like a hopelessness that greets us. But God is saying that don't be hopeless. You are in a season of enlargement. Joshua, you are in a season of enlargement. Don't be discouraged. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. All the promises I made to Moses, I am still making it to you, that you will occupy the land of the Hittites, and you will occupy the land of the Hivites, and you will occupy the land of the Perizzites, and you will still occupy the promised land from this river Euphrates all the way to those lands. I give them to you as I promised Moses. I came to tell you, if God prospered your father, He will prosper you too. If God lifted your father, He will lift you too. Don't be discouraged with what life looks like right now. Believe that you are in a season of enlargement. Believe it. It will be well with you. It will be well with you. My father died. I was just about to enter university. 21 years I was. And then he died. Hey! Even when he was alive, it was not simple like that. Then, now that he's gone, how is it going to be? School fees, small fees you pay in the university. Those days they used to give us even allowance. But you still have to pay something. And you have to have provisions. And you have to have transport moving up and down. You have to have clothes. You have to have books. Now he's gone. What is going to happen? It was after he died that I realized that Bishop Dagwood Mills became like a father to me. Yeah, even though he was my friend in school, he became like a father. Yes. And my life took on a different end. And I realized that When my father told me to choose Achimota School, it was in 1981, and he died in 84. So it was like he was shifting me to go and meet somebody who would take over from him as a father in my life. Yes. So even though my father was gone, I still had a father. Yes. And it is now my duty to connect, receive this father very well, so I can get to my end. And you see, I've been enlarged. For my life now is far more enlarged than then. Yes, my life now. At that time, I had nowhere to go and stay. Yes, I just ended up in the family house. Found one place to be. One day, my auntie was there. She said that when she comes, she says, "You are learning here in the midst of all this noise. Come to my house." So I moved to my auntie's house. Then another auntie had come from London. She said, "Oh, come and be with me for some till I go back." Then I moved to that auntie's house. Hey, movement. I was like a nomad, moving from place to place. Some of your things are here. Some of your things are here. So when you land at a place where your sponge is not there, you have to buy a sponge. And today God has enlarged me. I said, God has enlarged me, because I learned to capitalize on my season of enlargement. Even though a type of Moses in my life had faced off, life had not ended. And thank God that I embraced Jesus, and I embraced the Word, and I embraced the new season. And I flowed with the season that God had given to me. Some of you, God can open you to a new season, but you don't want to open the new season. The Bible says that Rachel, there was a cry in Ramah, and Rachel had lost her children, but she would not be comforted. She says she would not allow herself to be comforted. Even though you are mourning and people are comforting, say she will not allow. Sometimes you don't allow the comfort that is coming. You don't allow the face that God is changing you into. That here is a father, receive him, oh, and hear his word and live. So you see that your father has gone. You are sitting on his grave. You are crying. And God said that be strong and very courageous, because I'm about to enlarge you. Don't sit at the grave. Don't sit on this tomb. Go out of here, because there's a new father I'm giving you, and there's a land you are going to occupy. Don't give it up yet. Don't give up on God. He won't give up on you. Don't give up on God. He is your God. He will save you. He will strengthen you. Don't give up. Sometimes, not only death, sometimes resignations, breakups of relationships, sometimes just somebody departing from you. Yes. In Genesis, you see the story of what's the guy's name? Abraham. In 13, verse 14, he says, "And the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now your eyes and look from the place where thou art at, northward and southward and eastward and westward. My God, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee." Wow. After that, and you know, this Lot was Abraham's nephew. And when God called Abraham, Lot came along and he took him along. So you are with your uncle, and somehow by association he was also blessed. His flocks had multiplied, his servants had multiplied, and it's like, you have money, I have money. You have sheep, I have sheep. You have servants, I have servants. Then the servants of Lot and the servants of Abraham were fighting. Instead of Lot speaking sense into his own servants, that, hey, my uncle is the one who brought me here. I am a nobody. Don't fight with my uncle's servants. I'll slap you, them. Get out of here. Go back to the land where you were born, you came from. Out of here. He didn't. He allowed his servants to have conflict with Abraham. So if you read earlier, very early verses. Verse 5. And Lot also went with Abraham. Verse 5. Lot also, which went with Abraham, had flocks and herds and tents. Lot also went, they also had tents. And the land was not able to bear them. So it means that his prosperity came when they were walking together. So now the land is not able to bear them. That they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the headmen of Abraham's cattle and the headmen of Lot's cattle. And the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelt in the land. Next verse. And Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my headmen and thy headmen, for we be brethren. Why can't you talk like this, oh Christian brother? Sometimes you find wives and husbands separating in a bitter and acrimonious way. Even though we be brethren, you want to say the worst thing you can say about the other person so that everybody can see that he's a witch or she's a wizard. But we be brethren, business partners, church members, business partners. You see that then the whole business has gone awry. We were together, oh, we be brethren. There should be no strife. You see, pastors, nobody knew as a pastor. Somebody has mercy on you, trains you, appoints you, ordains you, consecrates you, and thrones you. After why a cashier? Your flocks have multiplied. You are now invited to America, invited to England, and invited to Saskatchewan and Vancouver, Canada, British Columbia. So you feel that you and the father who anointed you or appointed you, you are the same. Abraham said, we are brethren. There should be no strife. You, Lord, Abraham, should Abraham be the one to tell you? You should rather have sense in your head that, menye kwasia. Now, where were you? When your uncle took you and said, come along. Well, God has sent me somewhere. If you are interested, you can come. And then you came. Now you say you are rich. And the land can't bear. So your people are fighting. Like, oh, you have servants, I have servants. You have sheep, I have sheep. You have cattle, I have cattle. You have goats, I have goats. You have ram, I have ram. Hey! You have tent, I have tent. You have tents, I have tents. What's the difference? There's a difference. Somebody, one of them, God had called. The other one, God, his name is not on God's agenda. And you see it later when he separated. Then Lot looked. And Abraham said, okay, so we are brethren. Next verse. It's not the whole land before us, before you. Separate yourself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. If thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. You see, the man is saying to you that we don't have to fight. So even if, let's say, we are pastors and we can't be in the same church, you don't have to fight me. You don't have to insult me. I think you should look at me that I've been good to you before. We are at East Legon Hills. Why don't you go to Kaswa? Do you see? Or even if you don't want to go so far, go to New Achimota. Or go to Oyibi. The land is before us. The land is big. I said the land is what? Big. And the Bible says, and Lot, you see, when they also tell you that separate yourself, then you are also separating yourself. You will say that, no. Me, I don't know where I'm going. You are the one God has led and he's leading you somewhere. Me, I don't know. Why should I separate from you? But the Bible says he lifted up his eyes and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest to Zoar. The Lord chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. How sad. This is Genesis 13. By Genesis 14, he had found Sodom and Gomorrah. He was living there because he likes posh things. That's what people do when they leave their church. They want to take meaty members. Yes. Because or per member now, utimitia tithe. Any member, utimitonyom. Any member, utimiedeny. Utimu osha. Yes. And members who can shepherd people. You see them now talking. So if you are in a church, be wise and be reasonable and look straight. Don't let somebody pick you because you can pay tithe. It's like he wants you to be a financier for his church. Even if I was to leave this church, don't follow me. The church is not mine. I was sent, even I was in the Kodesh and I was transferred here. So how can this church be mine? The church doesn't belong to any of us. When we die, our children are not going to inherit it. Other pastors who are not of our lineage should take over the church and pastor it. Yes, that's what it is. That's how it is. God forbid. But if I was to be foolish enough to say, I'm starting my own church at Gates. I built a church there at Gates. No, when you pass, when you get there, don't go straight. Turn left and come here. This is your church, not my church. Now, Monsem. Yes. Are you church members who are well watered? Well watered. That's what the Lord will choose. Lord will choose well watered members. And TV, who can speak good English. So, and say, preach when you are preaching. Mami Dufie, do you see? Yes, who can do communion and organize and mobilize people to prepare communion and come. He said, these are the well-watered garden. Now you want those ones. Lord chose the well-watered garden. So for a multimedia quote, money everywhere. Yes. So you see that we go on Facebook, then we start to talk in a way so that if you are in this church, you won't feel comfortable. You have to locate where we are and come there. Fresh lily, see. Nanka ya chemu beye 5, nama fa 4. Ah, Christians, strong Christians. Oh, 100%. Carry me, they go. Don't follow me. Don't follow anybody. Even if I was to be the foolish one to leave this church, don't think that, oh, Bishop is the one I know. Bishop is like that. Then if that happens, then you have not done my, I have not done well in pastoring you. But I shouldn't pastor you for you to feel that I am your member, you are my members, and that wherever I go, you go. I know how proud my, na afi ame fi ame udi mechi. As I've been here, is it every time that you come to church? Then when the pastor leaves, I'll follow him. When you go small, no, I say, hey, Ejuma Oho. Because when you start a church, there's a lot of work. Now that the work is a lot, you are running away. But he chose the plain of Jonah, the well watered, it was well watered everywhere. Hey, Lot. Reverend Lot, Bishop Lot, you want meaty members, financiers. And then he went to stay in Sodom. The last time, the next time we heard, they were trying to rape his, they didn't even like his daughters. The angels that had come to extract, he was first captured by some kings. Then this same Abraham you left had to now find his own trained servants to go and fight those kings and rescue you from their hand. You say you have tents. He has tents, you have tents. You have servants, he has servants. You have cattle, he has cattle. Now you are in trouble. Who is going to save you? the same Abraham you separated from. Oh, you are not in the church. And then he was in Sodom. Who was going to pray for him? God said, I'm going to destroy this Sodom where your Lot is. I'm going to destroy it with fire. He said, if you find 50 men, will you destroy his own? So if you have 30, will you destroy? He was interceding now. It's like only Lot was found there. He said, okay, send an angel to go and rescue him from there. When the angels went to rescue Lot, the men of the town heard that some men had come to, fresh men had come to visit Lot. They came that they are going to rape the men. Yeah, the town that he was living in. A lot of times where you find yourself is not so commodious like that. And Lot told them that, please, these are men. I'll give you my daughters. They say, we don't like daughters. We don't like girls. We like men. Hey, Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a very wild place. The same Abraham had to now intercede for him. And then God rescued them from that land. Then the Bible says that after Lot separated from Abraham, Genesis 13:14, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward. And he said, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth. You see, so the time of enlargement for Abraham was a time of separation from his nephew. So sometimes a separation may not be a good thing, but don't be discouraged, don't be sad, don't be broken, don't be depressed for years and years and years. When something, a resignation, a dismissal even, sometimes you are dismissed from somewhere and you are separated from the office. Don't kill yourself. See a season of enlargement. I said, see a season of enlargement. That a door is opening to you to a greater place. And a better place. After Lot left, God said, open, lift your eyes. And Abraham lifted his eyes. He said, lift up your eyes eastward and westward. 14. And after that Lot was separated, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art. That where you are standing, look northward and southward and eastward and westward. It has even covered where Lot has chosen. It has even covered where the Lord has chosen. Season of enlargement. They sacked you from a job. If because of that you even go to church again, you have turned your back on God. That's why I say that lift up your eyes, because God appeared to Joshua and said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. So whatever has happened that has brought a separation, that seems to have, is bringing a new season for your life. Don't see it as a depressing stage. Don't see it as a dying stage. Don't see it as a hopeless stage. See it as a season of enlargement. All the land of the Euphrates I'll give to you. All the land eastward, northward, southward, eastward, westward, I'll give it to you. Somebody broke your heart, separated from you. I mean, somebody who was a rich guy will be beer. Even he hasn't married you, cry. He has got an apartment that he has put you in. Yes, air condition. And he has a car he has given to you to use. Now he says that is, yeah, I've been thinking that thing is not working. I want us to let's just kiss and say goodbye. Last kiss, that's all. It's over. Me and you. Oh, why? Jim, why? Jim. Oh, Jim, why? What is it? I don't know. But I'm not feeling it anymore. The chemistry is gone. We are left with the biology. Hey! I tell you that when you hear such news, you'll be heartbroken. You'll be crying. Yes. I'm sure Joshua must have cried. Even where Moses' body was buried, nobody knows. An angel of the Lord just whisked the body away and it just disappeared. I think God didn't want them to worship. Because the way he was, maybe they wouldn't have traveled again. So I will just stay here around where his body is. That's where God has left us. We'll be here. So some of you, your father died 20 years ago. You have come around his graveside. And the death of your father celebrated every year. Anniversary. First anniversary, second anniversary, third anniversary, fourth anniversary, fifth anniversary, sixth anniversary. Every day, sadness, sorrow, depression, reference always made. If daddy was here, 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 if daddy was here. There's a time to move on. Where God told Moses, Joshua, arise, arise. You and all these people, you arise. And I'm taking you to the land. What I promised your father, you will see it practically. I told your father will be rich. Your father built houses, you will also build houses. Your father had cars, you will have cars. Your father traveled up and down, you will also travel up and down. But don't stay here! It's a season of enlargement. It's coming for everybody. I said it's coming for everybody. It's a season of enlargement. 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 If they demoted you, they demoted you, so your life is over. It's not over. It's not over. It's not over. Lift up your eyes. There is a land that God will give to you. It's better than where you were. Look at us in Kolegono. When Kolegono, it was our headquarters. Dr. Yonggi Cho came to dedicate that church. Yes. Dr. Yonggi Cho. It was our headquarters to the point where the man with the largest church in the whole world came there to dedicate it. But one day, we had an idea that they have a toilet that is always blasting just next to the church, sharing a wall. With a big boiler by it. So let's go and change it to a modern toilet and clear the boiler and use at least that small portion. If we build a toilet, we take that small portion and make it a car park. So that the boiler goes away. Amenushishi. It became a bone of contention. Hey, every day, lighthouse, this, that. They don't like the toilet. We are going to make toilet that they sit on. They want the one that you squat. Yes. And they said that I hear biology, and I don't know what scientifically is, it's more healthy, or I don't know what it is, or that your thing flows better when you squat than when you sit. I don't know, but that's what they wanted. Hey. Meanwhile, the AME had given specifications how to build, so we had built it according to that. People used to even take over the toilet and run it for some years before they hand over because it was very lucrative. Became a bone of, it was a serious problem for us. One day we woke up. I was in the house when somebody called me that they are breaking down our wall. I said, which wall? They said, the wall around the car park that we have built. I said, oh, why? They have put red bands on it, and then at dawn, 5 a.m., in the company of military soldiers and bulldozers and everything, they bulldozed the wall down. That I think somebody up there heard that some wall is a problem in the community. So, why are there so much, problem every day shouting, talking in the soul? Some wall that the church has built, because we have now built a wall to encase the car park and divided, the one that divided our church from the car park had been broken down. So now you just walk to the church. Hey, no. What was it on? Gamashipon. It was not easy for us. In Crawford, as I see the Crawford there, the land of the gas is for the gas. Come and see trouble for us. I drove at dawn to Bishop's house. I said, Bishop, when I come to his house 5:30, he didn't even open the doors. He shouted from his bedroom, Pierre, what is it? Why are you here at this dawn? Then I had to shout back. They've broken down our walls. They said, wait for me, I'm coming. So he came down. No discussion. The only discussion is that years ago, our pastor, we used to have a church at Kanishi. They were meeting at some place. And we asked them to find in a classroom. We said they should find a land. And they went to find a factory, you know, very nice, a big place at Swan Lake, North Kanishi. So he said, I should call the pastor and find out whether that land is still available. Season of enlargement. That's where we found Kodesh. That's right. So it's like a season of trouble. Every day we're in the news. Hey, we had ordination service on maybe they came to throw stones. It was even a ban on drumming. They came through stones, sports cars. Hurt people. There was blood. Hey, we were on the news. Prime time, 7 p.m. news. You see, and the weeks before, we have been praying that God will give us visibility. Like, church, BNM church, church, the church will be known. At a point, we said that, hey, if this is how God answers our prayer, then it's very dangerous. The enlargement came. We got Kodesh and built a bigger headquarters than we had ever had in Koligono. More car park space. And after that, we were able to buy the adjoining plot and an adjoining plot. So now there are about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plots. Large ones, larger than Koligono. About 7 times bigger than Koligono land with the car park rather they are fighting over us. And God gave them to us at North Kanishi. A season of enlargement. That's why I came to tell you, and I'm announcing to you that it's your season of enlargement. It is your season. As we enter June, believe God that it's your season of enlargement. Whatever you have been through or even are going through currently can never stop the will of God. Yes. And God said, only be strong. Verse 7 of Joshua 1. Only be strong and of good courage. Encourage us that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. So now in this new season, one of the master keys to enter the season is in verse 8. The first line of verse 8. He says, this book of the law. You are going to this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and observe to do all that is written therein. Then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Yes, so the land you want to occupy, there is a book that connects you to that prosperity. And you have good success. Whatever enemies are on the land, you will overcome them. Because there is a book. This book of the Lord. This book. Most of us have not regarded this book with a certain reverence. This book. To enter your season of enlargement, it is a this book. This book of the law. The Bible is our primary source for our success and prosperity. To enter into your next season, it is this book. 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 You've thrown your Bible somewhere. You don't even have a Bible. Lift your Bible, whether it's on an iPad, on a phone, or on a good book. Just lift it and say, this book, this book, this book, this book. Shout it, this book, this book, this book, this book. Not Facebook, this book. I said, this book, this book, this book, this book, this book. Tell your neighbor, this book. You see, you don't have one. Everybody must find this book, this book, this book of the law, this book of the law, this book of, it's your primary source. Yeah. And God will also give you this book. There are other books sometimes that connect you to the Bible. Yes. They connect you. They help you to understand the Bible very well. When I hear the testimonies of many men of God, you see that a book just broke through for them. This book. This book. And unfortunately, we in Africa, this book is not a, something that we don't read. So if it's this book of the Lord that is the source of our success and prosperity, then we will stay poor. We are going to stay poor because this book, dear, we are not into this book. We are into Facebook. We are into TikTok. We are into Instagram. We are into Snapchat. We are into short reels and videos from whatever. We are into videos and Nigeria movies, but not this book. But from today, this book. I said this book. My father, the prophet, he says somebody gave him a small book about 2/3 of this. Small one like this. From Papa Hagen. The title was Plead Your Case. Plead Your Case. It's actually a verse that he has written on. So that book is small like that. It opened him and connected him to Papa Hagen. And from there, other books came into the picture. Then the videos of Papa Hagen. Then the audios of Papa Hagen. And just that introduction opened him up into a worldwide ministry we are all enjoying up till today. This book. This book. This book. This book. So if God is going to bless you in for your next season, this book, your Bible, and other books that he is leading you to, by all means, God will put in your hand a book that will transform your life. Africa for India, yeah, kind book be a Ghana boy, Ghana girl, obeshe video, obeshe TV, obeshe soccer, obeshe Nigeria movies, obeshe films, obeshe Netflix. But this book, he will never open it. But the day is coming. This is your season for this book. I said the season for this book, for this book, for this book, for this book. This book will be open in your life. This book will usher you into your season of enlargement. A man of God called Keith Butler. Keith Butler. He has a church in Detroit. I think Detroit and somewhere else. In the days when I heard of him, somewhere 2000s, before 2000. He uses private jet to fly. He preaches this first service, then he flies to the other place and preaches second service. Hey! When Kenneth Hagin died, I was watching the funeral video and he came to give a testimony that he was working in a bookshop as a young minister looking for materials, you know, to read and to preach. So he was going. He saw a book. Right and Wrong Thinking. He just passed. So the book was small, be like the phone. Like, maybe like the phone. He passed by. He was looking at other pages. Right and Wrong Thinking. So, the thing was calling him back. So he went back and took the book and read Right and Wrong Thinking. A few pages. So he stood there and he finished the book there. So he didn't have to buy. I mean, it's like, I don't have to buy, but I finished it. Then when he read the Right and Wrong Thinking, it was Papa Hagin's message on Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Yes, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever, think on these things. So when he read, he said, wow. This is how he exclaimed. He said, wow. It's like somebody can take a verse and expound it or expatiate on it like this. Wow. What other book has he written? Then he saw Authority of the Believer. What? From that little church that he had become a worldwide figure. He later went to the Bible school there, and Papa Hagin became like a father to him. So he was one, and as a black man too. So he was one of the very dark people who was giving a testimony at his funeral. They call him Papa Hagen. Because a little book exposed him to the worldwide ministry that God had. His season of enlargement was from this book. And I tell you that if you are not somebody who likes this book of the law, the word of God, you are not ready for expansion. You are not ready for enlargement. Because God's wisdom is in this book of the law. This book of the law, there's wisdom for your prosperity. This book of the law, there's wisdom for your enlargement. This book of the law, there's wisdom for your increase. This book of the law, there's wisdom for your next level. So I want you today to embrace this master key of this book of the law, and this book of any book that God will lead you. God, if you are open to God, He will definitely show you there is a book. This book, read it. And sometimes just a portion of a book, you see that it has changed your life forever. I pray for you that you also embrace this new season of your life, because you are going higher. From wherever you were, you are going higher. From whatever you are doing, you are going to increase. You are going to be enlarged. God is going to stretch the tent that you are engaged in. Maybe you are in an uncompleted house. It will be completed. You are in a hired house that is only a compound house, but God will give you your own house. Enlargement will come into your life. You are a pastor. You cannot even let your center or your area fellowship grow beyond 3 people. But this is a season of enlargement. God will enlarge you. Say, God will enlarge me. Shout it like you believe it. God will enlarge me. This is my season. My season of enlargement. My season. Shout it, my season of enlargement. My season. My season. My season. And my key is this book. 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 God will enlarge me. Clap your hands. Celebrate the Lord. Oh, clap your hands and celebrate the Lord. Some of you, your clapping is like the road from gate to Ashima. It's a new season. 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 It's a season of enlargement. It's a season of advancement. Do you believe that God can advance you? God will advance you. Slap 7 people and say, God will advance you.
There's another flow. A permanent blessing.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
It's a new level.
There's another flow.
There's another flow.
A permanent of favor.
A sense of favor.
We're taking over. There's another flow.
There's another flow.
Not put oil in my hand or your hand, but even my hand on your head is enough for today. Father, I declare that it's a season of enlargement over your people, over your church. A season of enlargement, a season of new things, a season of advancement, a season of increase. In the name of Jesus, I thank you. As we launch out today, I proclaim over everyone in this room and part of this family that it's a season of enlargement. Enlarge our coasts. Enlarge our territory. Enlarge your people. Cause them to know that you are our God. As you are with our father Bishop Dagua Mills, you have enlarged him in evangelism. You have enlarged him in book writing. You have enlarged him in church growth. You have enlarged him in teaching. You have enlarged him in the apostolic work, planting and building churches. You have enlarged him in his pastoral care of the members that are under him. Therefore, Father, I pray that this same grace will come upon everyone here. Let that same season of enlargement come upon our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands. Clap your hands. Season of enlargement. Season of enlargement. Season of enlargement. 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 Someone is getting a job. They're getting a job. An enlargement job. An enlargement business. An enlargement contract. Oh yes.
There's an
take over. You will take over.
Yes,
hey, church way. I said you will take over. You will say amen. Okay, I'll say it in the next service. So, we thank the Lord. Father, thanks a million. Thanks a million for what you are doing. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you are here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, wherever you are, I want you to lift up your hand in the air. I want to pray for you. Yes, Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to be a serious Christian. We are not trying to joke here. There's no joke at all in the church. We are serious. And I believe that as we also take God seriously, He will do serious things in our lives. Somebody invited you or you are coming for the first time, lift up your hand. I want to pray for you. God bless you. God bless you. If you have lifted your hand, come to me right here so I can pray for you. Thank you. Come quickly. Come quickly. Keep coming. Clap for them as they are coming. Come, 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 come. Keep coming. Keep coming. Brought you here because this is your family and you are going to serve him in this family and you are going to do well in this family. Are you listening to me? Yeah. You are going to serve God in this family. Okay. Say amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Beautiful. So lift up your hands. I'm going to pray a prayer that you will say after me. I'm helping you to pray, but it is your prayer. So close your eyes and mean it with all your heart. Say after me, Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I come to you just as I am. Please forgive me for all my sins and wash me with your precious blood. Wash away all my sins. I have done many bad things, but through your blood, I can be made clean. Today, I take Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. Take over my life. Take over my heart. And lead me every way. Jesus Christ, you are my Lord. You are my Master. You are my Savior. Please write my name in the book of life. I am yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Now, it's time for communion. Thank you, Master. We remember your sacrifice. We remember your body that was broken for us. Jesus, Son of David, thank you for taking our place and dying for us. We thank you for this body that was broken in Jesus' name. The body of Jesus Christ.
Take it, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood.
Receive life from the body. And now this is the blood of Jesus. The blood by which we are washed and cleansed. For he shed his blood for the remission of the sins of many. Therefore receive the forgiveness of sins. And receive restoration to your Father. Lord, we thank you for this blood that washes us. The blood of Jesus. You are blessed. By this communion, enter into your new season. Whatever sin would have kept you from your new season, may the Lord wash you from it. Whatever wall of opposition hindered and prevented you from entering your new season, by this blood, by this body, receive life and receive healing to cross every wall and cross every valley. The Lord help you. Whatever would have killed you before you entered your new season, whatever would have terminated your life before you entered into your season of enlargement, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command it broken and taken out of your life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sicknesses bow before you. Sicknesses bow before you. Sicknesses disappear from your body. In the name of Jesus. Whatever personality stands in your way as you look into your new season, a season of enlargement, whatever entity or personality, may he or she or it be cleared of the way. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord make the path ahead of you clear. In Jesus' name. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We have no doubt that you have received a blessing from the Word of God preached by Bishop Eddie Addy. Do join either of our Victory Secret Services from the Macarius Church Headquarters, East Agon Hills, Accra, this and every Sunday at 7:30 and 10:30 a.m. Connect with Bishop Eddie Addy on Facebook Live, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. God bless you and lead you in a series of victories.